The theme for this week, Turkey, Model for the Middle East, was developed months ago, before the June protests. But there is now a question of whether Turkey should even be considered a model for others in the wake of Prime Minister Erdogan's crackdown on protesters and reporters. The Guardian newspaper editorialized earlier this month that Erdogan's Islamic vision seemed mild and non-ideological, but the Guardian then went on to say that vision is fading fast. Chautauqua's education director Shara Babcock suggests Turkey is being influenced by competing forces.
The North African movements that we saw last spring are quite likely going to have a huge influence on Turkey, as are the democratic efforts in Europe. For a long time, Turkey was really quite interested in becoming part of the European Union. It has been spurned by the European Union and actually financially is looking more towards Asia right now.
This week's speakers include a key Erdogan advisor, Ibrahim Kalin, who will deliver the amphitheater lecture tomorrow morning. During the height of the protests earlier this summer, Kalin was interviewed by CNN's Christiane Amanpour. Kalin rejected the notion that the Turkish prime minister was engaging in an authoritarian crackdown.
This is really a very meaningless statement. People have been using this. I'm saying that, in fact, you have similar regulations. In the UK, for example, when Prime Minister Cameron says that there will be zero tolerance to all these disruptors, all these looters and plunderers, etc., this is considered to be a measure of protecting public order. When the police and other officials act in the same way in Istanbul, this is called authoritarianism. I'm trying to understand what's going on here. Is this a double standard or lack of understanding? I don't know.
The Turkish theme extends into the afternoon programs at Chautauqua's Hall of Philosophy, where religion director Joan Brown Campbell says Turkey's role as the crossroads for many religions will be explored.
As much turmoil as there is, Turkey remains the one place in the Middle East where all the religions still are welcome. That doesn't mean there's no trouble, but the fact is they all exist in that country. And what we want to take a look at is, can it last? What does that mean for Turkey to have that position at this point? And what's bubbling up there?
But the week is not all about controversy. Turkey's culture will be celebrated Wednesday evening with a performance of Turkish music and dance at the amphitheater. In other entertainment offerings, singer-songwriter Paul Simon and poet Billy Collins will take the amphitheater stage Friday night. Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley says this will be a rare joint appearance by two icons.
They will talk about the process of writing, and then I'm sure there's going to be music. Of course, Paul Simon doesn't go anywhere that there isn't a guitar in hand and music, but it is not a concert. This is a conversation with two men, two stools, two microphones, and a guitar. And it should be a really fascinating evening. As far as I know, this is only the second time they will have done this.
Then on Saturday night, the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra takes the stage to present what Merkley describes as a rarely heard work.
It's the Violin Concerto Opus 48 by Kabalevsky. It's a light, brilliant, but not very long piece. It's only 16 minutes, the whole piece. It's a very short piece, but a brilliantly wonderful piece, and we're excited to have its premiere. I don't think it's been done at Chautauqua before. This would be the first time.
If you can't make it to the concert in person, then listen in to a live broadcast on Classical 94.5 WNED starting at 8 p.m. Saturday. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.